Welcome to this week's edition of Lion Order Reasoning with Rohan Marley. I'm Chuck Nilasek. The home of Rohan Marley in New York, where we record these podcast masterpieces, will now be forever referred to as, get ready, The Chamber. Yes, with such an epic name, it's only fitting that we start bringing in guests that fit that Lion Order mindset. So, this week, we're joined by Chris Downs from Shindig Events to discuss how his platform is changing the planet. Now, you're going to have to tune in because there are some exciting announcements that take place during this show that even surprised me. And of course, this is Rohan's home, The Chamber, and you'll love hearing the real sounds of all the people that come and go as they pepper the show with fun insights to this dynamic space that we call, yes, The Chamber. Thanks again to Marley Coffee and the House of Marley for making all of this possible. Marley Coffee brings you the beverage, and House of Marley brings you the sound. Sounds and tastes perfect. As always, visit www.thehouseofmarley.com. All right, here we are. It's Lion Order, and like we do each and every week, Rohan Marley and I sit and we talk about all sorts of things that...
Wait, do me a favor, sure. Chuck. Yeah. Can you just go by Rohan?
Okay.
Like, being that it's you and I, and then whatever.
There might be people who are just joining.
Like, yeah.
You want to start over?
You don't have to start over, but I got it. This is live, right? Go straight into it. But I just want to correct you at times, because you're in my home.
I didn't say anything incorrect. I was introducing you to people who didn't necessarily know who you were.
No, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. So Rohan, last name
Marley.
Marley, right? is sitting with a good friend, Chris Downs from Shindig, right here in New York City. And I'm Chuck, and we know each other, Chris, from Massachusetts.
Absolutely.
And I know Rohan from doing all this fun stuff, and now we're bringing worlds together, and that really is the message of Shindig, right? Shindig is a web conferencing platform that's really doing a lot in the education space. And give us a little background. Fill Rohan in. Fill him in.
First of all, pleasure to meet you, Chris.
Thank you for having me.
Awesome, man. Good to have you in my home.
And it's also a privilege to be. And sort of serendipitous to be hanging out with you today, a member of a family who's had a very big impact on human rights, and I think today's a big day to recognize that.
Beautiful. Beautiful day.
Shindig is trying to do our part. Shindig is a means for people to connect on a deeper level online. So for maybe the last 10 years or so, video conferencing has been around. It's been used from educational institutions to big corporations, for people just meeting across the globe and collaborating with one another. But what we're trying to do is take a unique spin on that and actually recreate the experiences and canned interactions that you'd have in person online. So in its simplest terms, Shindig is a video chat event platform. So that could be anything from an online classroom to a media event with, representing or going over current events, or potentially even connecting people that are like-minded online. So what we try to do is allow people to have an opportunity to connect on a deeper level. So again, happy to be here. Right, is this Tribeca?
That's where we are.
We're in Tribeca.
Can I bring up any Patriot stuff, or is that not allowed?
Well, you brought up Martin Luther King Day. This might not air exactly on today.
Bring up any Patriot stuff.
So you know,
we're truly Ravens here.
I know.
Well, we're a little bit of everything, right?
We're not a little bit of everything.
Hey,
anyway, that was just a side joke. No, back to the show.
Yeah.
So, Chris, thanks for popping in, brother. I mean, it's great to meet a like-minded entrepreneur like yourself. And your platform is... It's home, so you're going to get some...
That's the excitement of life of this place.
It's home.
Mm-hmm.
So, Chris,
really
it's
home.
Yeah, you are. It's nice, and I just like to know, as an entrepreneur myself, and understanding when I started out, my mindset and why I got into the the whether it's a coffee space or just the entrepreneurial space as a businessman. Mm-hmm. Tell me, what inspired you to like get into tech?
Yeah. Well, my story begins a little bit before Shindig. I was studying at a small school in New England.
Right.
Much different than University of Miami in the sense that it had a smaller student size. Right?
Sure.
But it was a little stuck in time. And I was part of the generation, Rohan, that was kind of the first to experience the internet.
Right.
Smartphones came out, it was new to us. AOL was new to us and social media was new to us. We were kind of the first adopters.
Mm-hmm.
And my school was stuck in time. Okay, they were using technology that was antiquated and I could see the dissatisfaction amongst my peers. So I was a troublemaker in school for the most part, but somehow convinced my university to invest in me in redesigning their entire internet experience, from the website, the virtual tour, to their social media. And I was lucky enough that it sort of had legs to it and it took off and I was able to create
a
company.
That's really cool.
Right. But what happened was is I was always looking for something to do that was that made an impact,
mm-hmm.
but was also flexible and allowed me to pursue my passions. I think it also goes back a little bit to how I approach my studies, right? For the classes that I was interested in, I got A's. For the ones I wasn't, it wasn't the same effect, right?
Yeah, we love the things we love.
Right. And I was fortunate to have a mother that pushed me to do the things that I was passionate about.
Sure.
So that was successful. And then I actually met an incredible entrepreneur named Steve Gottlieb, who is the CEO and founder of Shindig. We met in a cab.
Mm-hmm.
So it was, kind of the universe attracting two like-minded people.
Mm-hmm.
And he had launched Shindig, a couple years in the works, had great early success. And I was fortunate enough that he saw something in me to help bring me on board and help bring Shindig to the next level in education. So that's the sort of vertical that we're working in right now and I'm in charge of. But the vision behind it for Steve is accessibility. So we have a new explosion in education right now, Rohan, where there's emerging markets in the world and emerging countries in the world that are now having access to a level of education they've never had before through the internet and through video conferencing. So in today's world, you can live in a third world country but still have affordable access to a Harvard level course. And that's changing the dynamic for employers. That's changing the dynamic of higher education as a whole. And it's actually really putting the whole industry on its head. And we like to think that we're a big part of that. And what we're trying to do is provide an affordable and accessible solution for people to connect with one another around the world, but also to take in such great content. Since we're in an age right now where content creation is at an all-time premium.
And I would like to give sort of paint a picture of this because, certainly I've used the Shindig platform and have felt that it was very cool and useful. And one of the things that impressed me the most about it is that, we're in Rohan's home right now and he's got this beautiful television set and we're watching, some talking head speak to us about something, and really nowadays we can engage and communicate back and forth. And as many times as I go on FaceTime or if I do a video conference,
right,
I do find it to be, wow, that's pretty cool. That's something that,
right,
when we're growing up, we never had the opportunity to do. And now we can be face-to-face communicating with people all over the world.
Wonderful. And I'm just going to add something to that.
Yeah.
We're going to call the home the chamber.
I like
the chamber.
Because being that this is our first day of podcasting, I mean, I like to, going back to Shindig, I like to be able to make my environment where I live
mm-hmm.
a part of my workspace as well, because I'm a workaholic. And with Shindig, I think it's a great platform because mm-hmm. I can speak to someone in China and they can get an idea of who they're speaking to by just seeing my environment and knowing
That's
some
exactly
of my
background.
My background, my feelings.
Yeah, it's just, even taking it a step further, is not even just the ability for people to communicate face-to-face, one-on-one, but then to have
crowds of people join in on the conversation, and that like the point you made about the student or the classroom environment.
Right.
You had mentioned that somebody in a third world country could take an Ivy League course, but flip that around. There's a student in some community college who can actually learn from somebody, say,
exactly on, right.
at the polar ice cap or in Ethiopia or somewhere live.
For instance, back to your point, Chuck, Chris.
Mm-hmm.
How would I do that now? Like, say I'm in Jamaica.
Yes, sir.
And I want to be a part of a classroom here in New York.
Right, right, right.
How would it work? How does it work?
So first and foremost, we're business to business. Okay, so Shindig isn't like a social network in a sense, right?
Absolutely,
thing, right. But here's the cool thing, and here's an example. One of our partners, Cornell University, they run a thing called a massive open online classroom. This is a free course to anybody in the world taught by Cornell instructors. The title of the course was part of it, the focus was GMOs.
Sign me up right now.
Yeah, genetically modified organisms.
I understand. Sign me up for Shindig. I'm on.
Cool. Right, right, right.
I need this class.
So they bring in, and this is kind of lends itself to doing good too, they bring in experts from all over the field.
Sure.
Okay? But one of the cool things they did is they brought in actual farmers from Ghana in mm-hmm. Africa to speak on how genetically modified organisms has impacted their food supply. And they brought them in through Shindig.
As what?
Had positively affected the food supply.
Affected.
So increase the food
supply. Sure.
There's obviously pros and cons, but that was the open debate. It was an open dialogue, right?
Right.
And we had people from on the pro side of things that agreed with it, and we had people that didn't agree with it, and students from all around the world log in. Now, they were able to chat and hear from these instructors from Cornell, but also these farmers in Africa. But then, let's say you see someone's background, you're like, oh, I like that piece of art in their background or whatever. You can pair up with them and chat with other attendees at the same time. So what's happening is people are making...
You can chat with other...
Exactly.
Wow.
So you could log in with all your friends.
So it becomes a social platform.
That's what we're trying to do. We're trying to create those. So you were just at CES.
Yeah.
And I'm sure some of the magic moments there were just new relationships you met and candid interactions that you made, right?
Wow. Amazing.
That's what we're trying to recreate.
So you want to know something? Here's an idea I have, right? I wanted to create a coffee shop space. I wanted to have a coffee shop space, mm-hmm. but I wanted my coffee shops to be able to communicate with each other through like the activities. So if I have a shop here in New York, this mm-hmm. is just an idea I have, mm-hmm. and now you're telling me.
Right.
I would like New York, the people in New York can communicate with the people in Mexico,
right.
Playa del Carmen, or Chile.
Right.
And you're telling me, meaning
tell
like,
them what's good, what's bad, what's working.
Like, hey,
right.
Yeah, like, yeah, right. The shops communicate. And even. Right.
And you could be on there and talk to all of them.
Exactly. And as well, speak to the consumers.
Right.
Like, say, hey guys, today we're going to have a broadcast through all the shops.
Right.
Wow. Amazing.
Exactly.
You know what? This is good.
Yeah.
Chuck, great call, Chuck.
Hey, look, you know, Chris,
I got the cosign, but nah.
I mean, Chris and I go back a few years.
Absolutely.
Here in terms of, I looked at that platform when I first saw it and knew there was, you know, just a lot of potential there that I've been trying to figure out exactly how to use it, not only just for, because the education is the main thing that you're working on, but I've always, you know, Chris, have thought of it as a way to incorporate some entertainment or even podcasting.
So that's
where
exactly right.
Interaction with your audience.
Right.
And, you know, and we're here in the chamber and Rohan comes up with this great idea and it's creative and it's because of, you know, you have the palette with the paints on there. He's got the idea.
Right.
That's how these things become magic.
What would be super cool is we actually have podcasters using the platform for every now and then to film a lot, to stream a live recording, you know, mm-hmm. live version of the podcast. What we can do is we can actually strip the audio of that, so you can still put it on as all your streaming sites for traditional podcasts. But what it creates, Rohan, is that it kind of gives a like look behind the curtain for your viewership to see where you're filming from, right? Get a vibe of the situation. Like, you know, I just walked in and saw some legendary people just kind of off the cuff, right? And that could be something that the audience could take in, but they could also connect with
one
another.
He's referring when he saw me when he walked in the room. I'm a legend, bro.
Yeah, that's you.
That's fine.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right. But
I know he's more referring to myself. But whatever. I know he's fine. True.
But that's something that people take advantage of too.
And this is the chamber, and the chamber is that, you know, it's
right.
My dwelling is open. It becomes by 9 o'clock in the day till 12 o'clock at night. It becomes my my gathering house where my friends, my business associates, my best friends and brothers and whomever, sisters or my significant other can be here at any time. And my friends, they vary from farming to sports, from entrepreneurs, just regular human beings and night goers and chefs. And
it's open door policy for people that are in the order.
Absolutely.
Right?
Lion order.
Right.
And that's it. And you know, lion order, one second, Chris. Sorry.
No, you're good.
Chuck. Chris, Lion Order is why you're here.
Mm.
Because Shindig is a movement to create and unite people and to create more entrepreneurs by giving them access to not only just being able to communicate, but able to also further education and many platforms as you as higher education as yourself here as you being the vice president of the business development and higher education. So it's a beautiful platform and I love it because I'm going to be a member of Shindig because
we love that.
Absolutely. And because I want to watch those classes, I want to be a part of those classes, I want to watch take those free courses at Cornell.
And one other thing to think about is I also was checking out the One Love Foundation.
Yeah.
And also the House of Marley.
Yeah.
We'd love to offer complimentary use of Shindig to either of those endeavors.
Beautiful.
And I think right now, especially today or any day right now in this political climate, there's a lot of good that can be done online. We do a lot of fundraising events, so folks can we can ticket price entry, so it can cost, and then it goes.
It's going to be beautiful.
Yeah. And a lot of different things we can accomplish.
We at House Similarly, we'd love that also because it's an outreach effort, and once we can invite others into our life and our practices at House of Marley to let everyone know that we do things in a sustainable way and in a way that we're earth friendly, you know, it's more eyes and from a business perspective and influence others to do these type same practices.
And people who have their mobile devices, you can download the app, right? It's Shindig Events, and you can actually see upcoming things or events that are going to be on the platform.
So I can actually call together like a community. Like I'm going to have a conference.
Yeah, like a symposium.
Symposium.
Yeah, yeah.
A symposium.
I like that word.
Yeah, a symposium. I like symposium better. And then just have everyone log in.
Yeah.
To symposium. Yeah, beautiful. Just to have a discussion.
That's exactly right. There's a lot for them to learn from. I'm sure there's a lot to be told and shared. And the cool thing is all those people that log in, they have a chance to meet each other.
Yes.
Which is neat. And you know, one other thing I wanted to offer to everyone listening is if you go to shindig.com, we have a request a demo option or a learn more. If you type in there, Lion Order, we'll be offering you 3 complimentary Shindig events at no cost whatsoever. It'll come with an account rep to help get you set up. And we'd love to partner with anybody that's listening in today.
There's an explosion of technology and ideas and energy out there that... And my thing has always been, the key to success is not necessarily mining for the gold, but providing the picks and the shovels for the people who are doing it, and the people that are out there who are trying to, run a charity and a foundation like Rohan's doing. And there's, people that have businesses that are, just based off their passions and whatever else. And these kind of things, whether it's a tool to become more educated because you can partake in courses at these Ivy League institutions or even for the schools who are, looking for better ways to educate their consumers, their students.
Right.
And I keep going back to, when I was in college, and we would be relegated to whatever guest speakers or guest lecturers would right. be able to come in.
You're how, at their
how
mercy.
About having right. somebody who's, you know, who's standing, you know, in the Sahara Desert, or somebody who's right. who's in Antarctica doing studies on climate change or whatever.
I mean, like, let's bring the Wi-Fi booster, but we might be able to do it.
Well, you know, Wi-Fi is now, you know, all over the world and in different places that are you know, unexpected. I mean, you know, you can get Wi-Fi service in just about anywhere. Right. Look, I was at the base of a volcano in Nevis.
You did one. You
I did. It was pretty cool. I did a shindig event, Rohan.
You did.
In Nevis at the base of a volcano where I was interviewing.
Dormant, it was a dormant volcano.
Well,
yeah, well it's debatable. Yeah.
It was debatable.
It was active.
Right. I think he put it up a little on the meter scale.
There was some activity. Right. And I was interviewing. I was interviewing a guy who was, you know, one of the hosts of the circus on Showtime from yep. He yep. was in his cabin in the Rockies and yeah, then we had people we who logged in from Massachusetts and from New York and stuff and it was just sort of awe-inspiring to be able to pull something like that off for, you know, I mean, look, we're not NASA or whatever, but Shindig was
right.
able to
be, no, give it was me definitely the tools it was to a do very that, cool right. event. If you got, can I ask both of you a question?
Sure.
So I'm totally going to be tuned in to the episodes that come out in this mm-hmm. in the future. Mm-hmm. It totally aligns with what I'm trying to accomplish in my life. Mm-hmm. Can you share with me a little bit of what's to be expected from the Lion Order podcast? What some of the goals are and what people can expect to hear here?
Well, Lion Order, from the Lion Order show and Lion Order Real Talk, what you can expect is the truth about life, the truth about our guests and like yourself, and what is it that inspires you? And we want to get personal too, you know, we want to mm-hmm. know within the half an hour time frame, but it's to speak about entrepreneurship and what is it that we're going to do as a society to create change and to make change. So you're going to hear about these things. You're going to hear about what drives right. you in a positive way. What is it that we're as brothers and sisters and future business leaders, is what is it that Lion Order is what's going to make this world a better place. So you're going to hear not from whether it's politics, sports, farmers, just
right.
just
all different walks
all
of life.
Different walks of life, right. because my house, yep. the chamber here is mm-hmm. an open door. So at any moment, you know, expect the unexpected.
Right.
And you know, to add to that, I'm a very inquisitive person. Mm-hmm. I like asking questions and finding out what makes people tick, their mm-hmm. secrets. Everyone's mm-hmm. got a blueprint, right?
Right.
Their secrets to success. And if Ro and I can invite people into the chamber who have, you know, reached pinnacles or levels of success, you know, this is a great opportunity for us to steal some ideas and get some of the tricks.
And we want right. personal stories as well. We want okay. some, we want, you know, being that we're here with you, what would you consider your most hiccups? Because this is what we're gonna learn from, right? Mm-hmm. We're gonna learn from the hiccups mm-hmm. and how to get over these humps, because our listeners are young entrepreneurs yep. as well as business leaders. And maybe at any given moment, they're all facing that issue right yep. now. So we not only want to talk about what is it that our programs are about, right. but we want to talk about how do we solve issues and how do we solve these common...
Or give people what they need to move.
Sure,
right,
because...
If they're facing a dilemma.
We all have the same right. day-to-day problems as in the business world.
Yeah. One thing I can share is I didn't go to the world's greatest college. I went to a good college, but it wouldn't be something that you would consider top tier. I wasn't an A student. I don't come from a traditional background that you would kind of put as a cookie cutter successful startup entrepreneur.
Wow, you suck. Maybe we shouldn't have had
yeah no program. but here's the thing. I learned at a young age that a lot of the things you want are on the other side of feeling uncomfortable and putting yourself in uncomfortable situations. And I think that helped separate me from some other people, is because I wasn't afraid to do things that people might think are outside of societal norms. Talk to people that we might think are out of reach. Put yourself in positions that are places that you don't think you belong. If you keep doing that, eventually the universe is going to reward you, and you're going to make something happen that you didn't think you were capable of. And that happened to me. So I'm by no means a finished product. We're all still
in progress. I was just talking with somebody about they were going through a life change, and they were mistaking the discomfort and the stress and the anxiety of like losing a job and having to start something new,
right.
Mistaking it for not recognizing it as excitement or as opportunity and thrill.
That's exactly right.
An interviewer at the Olympic Games one time had asked about one of the gymnasts who was probably 13, 14 years old was about to do their floor routine, and the reporter said, "Are you nervous?"
Right.
And the girl answered, "No, she's just super excited."
Right.
And the thing is, that's the difference between the reporter and the Olympic gold medal gymnast, because she recognized not the feelings, because what is excitement? It is your heart races, your palms sweat,
as opposed to run away from it.
Well, it's the same thing as being nervous, right?
Right.
And nervous has this negative connotation, whereas excitement has a positive, and it's the same, biological functions.
Exactly right.
And I think that for a lot of people who can bust beyond that discomfort and go into a whole new realm, open up a whole new world of possibilities. Ro, you were just watching that video of the skydiving, the joke video.
I still won't do that, though.
Right?
Nah, I won't do that.
But your point, Chris, about on the cusp, on the threshold of greatness.
Why risk it?
We don't belong there.
I've done skydiving.
Yeah, you're crazy.
I don't know. I'm not.
Why risk your?
It's thrilling.
I'm not. That's not
absolutely thrilling.
I'm a soldier. And I'm fighting for the change of humanity and going
to
heal the world.
That's what I say, though. If I get nervous, is if you can go to war, if people can go to war, you can probably go do that thing that makes you uncomfortable.
Right? Yeah, well, I think that that first time you asked that girl out, right?
Yeah,
it's that's scary. It's skydiving. Uncomfortable. Well, it's whatever.
There's no reward with the skydiving.
No, there's
for you there might have been.
Hey, each his own.
I don't do roller coasters either. Just so anybody knows.
But there's moments in everybody's life where they have to face discomfort and fear.
Fear
is another word for that.
Right.
And then they bust through it, and they can see greatness on the other side. We can point those moments out.
Quick personal story. I was a broke, struggling entrepreneur with my own company. I was sleeping on the couch at the office every night, waking up and going to the gym, taking a shower, and acting like it was a normal day in front of everyone. But I kept on putting myself in situations that I thought could help my company and myself and anyone working for it successful. I'm at a conference, and I meet someone who had a life-changing impact, but what happened was is I let them walk by first. I didn't go up and say hello, but I told myself, if you don't take advantage of this opportunity, it's going to walk right past you. Ran up to that person, said hello, gave him my pitch, and it changed my life, and everything changed from there. And it's just a small example of exactly what you just said.
And how quickly, Ro, do you have any, what's the most profound moment that you remember where you confronted fear, faced it, and then
working
on the other side,
Chuck,
was
I think working with Chuck was a,
deciding to work with me. Was that it, Ro?
Probably just speaking of Chuck.
But you played at the University of Miami, Division I football.
That's exactly right.
That was easy. But what was difficult is the day when I bought my land in Jamaica, and I only had $200,000 at the time, and the land cost $200,000, and I put all my money into this property, and I had no idea what I was doing. But one thing I did know is that the people in the community, they saw hope in my eyes. I saw hope in their eyes, and they saw a promise in the community and a promise in myself. And that gave me a little bit of light and started myself to understand that, listen, you have to utilize what's available to you. And what was available at the time was a piece of land that grew coffee. And it took me 10 years because I had no idea about coffee, never seen a coffee plant ever. It was a fruit. So I learned from that and cost a lot of money, a lot of years, and I'm still learning from it. But at least I was able to conquer the fears, but just going through the unknown to become the knowing and understanding that you can take this thing to another level, because the level I was at was ground zero, when it's just nothing there. just a vision. And the vision was growing trees, coffee trees, and then from having coffee trees and being able, and you're producing cherries, then what you're gonna do with the cherries is the next level. So that was kind of my little journey there, and I went through a lot, even with the company here, failing so many times, lawsuits with a bunch of different guys, because not believing in the vision, but more seeing the economic value and not understanding that without the vision, there's no economics. So the two go hand in hand, and then working with different type of guys throughout my life and stomping on the vision while I'm trying to uplift the vision. So it was just that, those growing pains as an entrepreneur and being able to survive that and build a brand through all those things is the reward that I got from that, was still to say, yes, Marley Coffee exists today after almost 20 years,
right?
Since 1999 when I first purchased the land to 2018 right now. That's 20 years actually.
Of trial and error.
Almost 20 years, right. I believe.
Well, we...
success.
We flew through that time.
Yeah.
But Chris, you're in New York, so we can have you back on the show. And sure, Rowan's going to do some stuff with Shindig. And you know, I think that we left people with a really good message there about, you know, it's the importance of failure. Gary Vaynerchuk, you ever listen to him? He's, you know, entrepreneur, talks about the importance of failing and that kind of thing. And you learn from it.
The importance of trying, the trials. Mm-hmm. You know, the importance.
You miss 100% of the shots you don't take. That's exactly right.
Michael Scott said that.
Is that what he said?
Nothing needs to try.
Yeah. All right, Chris Downs from Shindig. You can go to shindig.com, correct? Or Shindig?
Shindig.com.
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 From the Chamber, Rohan Marley, thank you for
pleasure
your hospitality.
And, thank you so much.
Lion Order Show.
Lion Order.
Real talk.
Lion Order. See you next week, everybody.
Rastafari.